Yes, good morning. It's Brother Marlon here this morning. Praise God for another morning and for being with us, for caring for us as His children. I want to just want to thank each one of you for calling in and listening. What God is laying on my heart this morning. A little bit of a battle with what to share, but God has once again reformed and has been faithful to me and given me a short inspiration this morning, and this one comes out of Mark 7, and it's speaking about, we'll just start reading here in verse 3, "For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands off, eat not, holding the traditions of the elders, and when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have to hold, as washing of the cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of the tables. When the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not the disciples after the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" And that washing of the hands is basically just kind of like a ritual. They held it so strongly that they had to wash all their pots, hands, everything before they ate. But it was more of a ritual. It was more of just kind of like a sprinkling just to clean your hands. And this provoked Jesus, because here they were keeping the law, or some, I'm not even sure if that was a law from Moses. It was more just one of those traditions they had got together themselves, saying this is what we should do. The Pharisees had many rules and laws and regulations that exceeded the law of Moses, and they held the people firmly with these and demanded they do these. And this upset Jesus. He didn't. They were keeping their own traditions so hard, but yet they were forgetting the great things of God, the mercy and the grace and the love of God. But they were keeping their own traditions so hard. And Jesus goes on and says here in Mark 7, verse 6, he says, "He answered and said unto them, Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And you can see that exactly what that was, that their heart was far from God. Their heart was after their own traditions. Their heart was for their own things and not the things of God. And reading on in 7, it says, "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the traditions of men as a washing of pots and cups, and as many other things such like, and as many other such like things ye do." And it clearly shows that Jesus is telling them, you are keeping the laws of traditions of men way above the commandments of God. And he says, "And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." And I just make a plea that we don't do that. Let's don't set our own standard of rules and regulations. Let's not set our own ways and things to do and forget the commandments of God. And the commandments of God is simply this: thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and the neighbor as thyself. Upon these do all the law and the prophets hang. It's not quite word for word, but that's what it's saying is, upon love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, soul, and strength, and the neighbor as thyself. That is basically what the whole law of the Old Testament was doing, was to show the people, show us, that we are to love and not condemn. We're to love God and not our own traditions. We're to be right with God in our hearts and not do one thing, say one thing and do another thing. That's hypocrisy. And none of these verses really stand out to me. Now I'm just going to read them again. "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." That's lip service, lip worship. They're just praising God on the outside, but inside they're rotten. They're not following God with their whole heart. "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." So I just put a plea out there. Don't teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Don't lift up your own standards, your own traditions, your own ways higher than the laws of God. Don't add to the Word of God, as we know there's great danger in adding to the Word of God. And don't take from the Word of God. There's much danger in taking from the Word of God. And if you want to know what the Word of God says, you got to read the Word of God. So I just want to encourage each one of us, not lift our own traditions higher than the commandments of God. Well, God bless you, and have a great and wonderful day.